880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, everybody. Back to another show of an edition of Freed on Business. We're sponsored by U Health. This week and this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. U Health is bringing us some terrific guests. This week, we're going to talk about advanced breast cancer detection. We're going to have Dr. Monica Yeps on. She's been on the show before. She's an awesome listen. She's terrific. We're going to talk about 3D mammography and other things. So if there's a lady in your life, you want to make sure that she's going to be listening to Dr. Yeps. She'll be on at the turn of the hour. We're going to start the show off with Brewster Kell. We're going to talk about branding. You're a brand. What now? We'll talk about some of the ideas that I've gotten from listening to Bruce and what I'm trying to do now that I've built the brand Freed on Business and Jim Freed. And then we're going to end up the show with Tarek Maddox. We're going to talk about how he keeps his clients in shape. His clients are playing in the NFL. They're at the point in the season where they may start to wear down. We're going to talk to Tarek about what he does to keep them on point and fit and trim. I want to make sure that you realize that Washington needs to do its job. We need the full faith and credit of the U.S. government to mean something. These people are elected. I don't care that they're in these lock solid, totally defended districts and aren't fearful of re-election issues. They need to get on the stick and do something about this. And it looks like the stock market thinks they will because it's rallied and gone up over 300 points today, which is its highest run-up since January on optimism for the debt deal. So we're going to talk a little breast cancer. We're going to talk a little branding. We're going to talk a little bit of health and wellness. I want to make sure that Dave's got the gerbil all fired up on the Gatorade so that this time the broadcast tower doesn't go down. I want to give a high five to Mike for getting me my heat season tickets. I can't wait to go to my one preseason game. And then we're going to give a high five to Jack, Derek, Don, and Johnny, and Spencer. Keep up the good work. We'll be right back after this short break. Get me in the danger zone.
Excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at U Health Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, U Health Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared toward getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, this is Jim, and I want to make sure that you're looking to buy or lease a car. You want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've got Bruce Turkell. He's the branding expert here in South Florida, featured on the national news and the national talk shows all the time, and also featured every month here on Freed on Business. I want to thank Bruce for continuing to support the show, and I got to believe in part it's because he's been helping me build my brand. So, Bruce, welcome back.
Thank you. It's the highlight of my week to be sitting here.
You're too funny. I'm sure that the attendant ants and other things that they have running around highlight your experience.
Yeah, this place is just a luxurious setting.
Hey, dude.
And mostly sitting here chatting with you. That's the best part.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. And the thing I like best is the great information, the smile on your face and the smile in my voice. Now, Bruce, we've talked a lot about building your brand, making sure that it's all about them, the seven steps and all that stuff. Let's make believe that somebody's like me actually listened to you. Went out there, built a brand so that they started to get recognized for what they did. And people started to call them what their brand was. Like, hey, you're Jim Freed, or hey, here comes Freed on Business. So it seems to me like the first part of the stuff has been working. Now I've got to build on it. And one of the things that we've been talking about is taking and getting out from behind the microphone and going out into public. And I was at a speech. I was at an event this week, and they touted their keynote speaker, a non-industry energy person, if you will. And he got up there. They said he was great last year, so great that we brought him back. The guy stunk. STUN capital K at exclamation point hashtag. It was horrible. I felt bad for the person that proffered him. But then I found out why he was there, why they brought him back. He has these wristbands with provocative sayings, and they all wanted more wristbands. So it wasn't about the guy. It was about them.
It's always about them. It's never about you. I keep telling you that. The brand is all about them. Here's the big question. He stunk this year, which now would lead us to believe he probably stunk last year also.
But all they wanted was the band. So the point is that it was the giveaway. I couldn't tell you. Well, his topic was, you got to want more. I mean, you know, whatever. So you know, it really wasn't about that. And I didn't even take the wristbands that brought him back. They had to do with a word I can't say here on the radio station. But the one that I liked that I did take back was it was red and white, and it said no negative energy. And I took a bunch of those. I gave them out to all my friends. I gave one to Tarek. Tarek's wearing his. And so that was the message that I got from him. It got to me in a I don't know how you would say, circuitous way. I was reaching for that big multisyllabic word.
Surreptitious.
Surreptitious.
You were grasping
I was
for.
Grasping for it. I couldn't figure out how to get there. But it was, the guy really wasn't entertaining. It was like watching an accident on the highway in slow motion. Oh, it was horrible. I felt bad for the guy. He told this story about his kids and then painted his child out to be a very Machiavellian person, which was his whole pitch. And then, but it was all about the wristbands, all about wristbands. And that's all the people cared about, all of them. They didn't listen. They were all doing their, you know, they did what you did. You know how you compete with the BlackBerry? And that person actually said that. The one of the speaker people said, most people say turn off your things. I'm not going to say turn it off. You're here to do business. If it rings, pick it up and
that's
do business.
Right. Do business.
Do business. It's a business machine. It's what you use to connect people with. But Bruce, so now we've got a brand. We need to capitalize on it. We need to take it to other places. You see, I do reach a whole bunch of people with the brand. But now, what does someone do now that they've built a brand?
Well, let me back up a little bit. You remember the old Kung Fu movie, Grasshopper, when you can grasp the pebble from my palm, you can leave the temple?
Snatch the pebble from my hand.
You are not yet ready
that is
to
correct.
Walk across the rice paper because you said we have built a brand. Built is past tense. It implies that you're done. You are never done building a brand. There's a couple reasons. Both of them are unfair because we work really, really hard to build our brands, and we'd like to say, okay, built the brand, cross it off the list, check it off, go on to the next thing. We love closure, but it's not going to happen, and here's why. Number one, the fact that you built a brand doesn't mean that everyone out there knows about your brand, and so notoriety needs to continue on a regular basis. You need to continue with the activities that get that brand built because you need to constantly be networking with larger audiences and more people. And if you believe, oh yeah, I already did it, I'm done, that's rather presumptuous and a foolish way to look at your brand, number one. Number two, even if you did that, I mean, I think it's safe to say that someone like Madonna built her brand. We all know who she is, right? She did it.
Well, there's two Madonnas, just the one that's in pop culture, you know?
That's right. The other one has a big brand too, but probably...
she comes around every couple times a year.
Both of them, you could use the same next point, which is, even though those brands were built, we lose interest in them if they're not constantly changed, updated, reinforced.
Refreshed.
Refreshed. That's the word I was
scrambling
for. Exactly. So it's not enough to have created the brand idea. It's not enough to have begun to promote it. It's an ongoing, never-ending process.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up because I noticed that there's certain things I did at this event that actually diminished the brand that I was building. Because you get in there, you do a bunch of things, you get animated, people really can't see what you're saying, they watch your body language, perhaps you do something provocative, there you go, off the brand. You've now countered all the brand building if you've built by perhaps uttering a word or making a gesture.
Well, the good news is you can damage your brand by uttering a word or making a gesture, but unless you're Anthony Weiner taking pictures of your midsection and posting them for the whole world to see, I don't think you need to worry that doing something once is going to damage your brand, because let's face it, just like your brand doesn't get built overnight, neither is damaging it, unless what you did was dishonest, illegal, or whatever. However, it is important to always be in the hunt, always looking for ways to utilize it. The nice thing is, once you've created that brand, it informs everything else you do. It creates the different looks, feels, messaging that you're going to be putting out there, which makes your life a lot easier.
You know, putting out the message, it always has to be consistent as well. And I think that the thing that I'm really look for in this regard is Who Moved the Cheese? I know it's a really little teeny book, but it's something very powerful that I read, and it's something that I live my life by. I'm always looking on the horizon. I have to say it this way, if you're in the car, don't do this, even while I'm driving. And trying to see what's going on ahead and preparing myself for what's coming up, positioning myself to take advantage of the opportunities that I see that may present themselves. And to me, managing your brand is all about something.
Manipulating is such an ugly word, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's sort of what it is. I'm sorry. You caught me, Bruce. I'm sorry. You caught me. You know, but the brand stuff is very important. I was just recently at an event, a different event, and the event really didn't take off while it was being managed by an events company. When they teamed up with a local high profile, an international high profile real estate company, the thing took off when it was rebranded. Same information, most of the same attendees, rebranded, and it created a level of urgency.
Because the brand creates the message so that the folks who were there understand what they're going to get, how it affects them, and then it resonates. Same product, same delivery, same location, same timing, different messaging. The messaging makes all the difference in the world.
Well, yeah, the message, the delivery, the messenger, if you will, the environment, it all kind of comes together. And I think that what you really need, and I'm not the branding expert, but I play one on TV, is I really think that you just need to do things that are consistent, that continue to build. I call it building like a pyramid. It's like a pyramid and you're never built, never done. You have to have a very strong base and then go from there.
That's right. You have a very strong foundation. And the foundation is all the operational things you do to get your business correct. But we can talk more about how you make it to the top of the pyramid, because that's really where the value and ultimately the profits are.
Stop right there. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about building the pyramid, getting to the profit points, right after this with our branding expert, Bruce Turkell back after this. Love your band, Bruce.
Thank you. This is them playing right now.
A Dyna-Glide with custom paint and chrome. Hardly used, it gleamed away like manufactured yesterday. It would make a nice addition to our home. Now I know you said before you're not in favor of costly toys and trinkets you can wear. But rides like this are hard to find, and to travel is so sublime. I bring it up again this time.
All right, you gotta love that music. It's self-made. It's our friend Bruce Turkell, so it's awesome. Maybe when we come back, he'll tell us the band and where you can get the music. But I always want to make sure that you know about our friends at Warren Henry. They're my kind of brand. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. These guys are consistent. They've got an awesome brand. That's why you always get the best price, always get the best serve, because it's always Warren Henry.
That has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions. This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, Dolphin fans, you know I always give you the best advice when it comes to buying Dolphins game tickets. You've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Hey, they'll hear you when they score the big play. Thinking of heading out to one game, three games, or all the rest of the games this season? You know, we've got the division part of the schedule coming up. Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% more or above face value on other sites for the same seating areas. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your Dolphins tickets direct and save.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I just love that intro. It gets me revved every time. I'm one heck of a writer. Now, I want to remind everybody, we're talking about brands. Here's a real big brand and a real big event for them. The Greater Miami Jewish Federation Real Estate Division and the Real Estate Network are inviting you to join me and them at Sunset Over Miami. It's at Port Miami. It's next week, and it's going to be on next Thursday. So I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go over there. And thank goodness they don't have it starting till 6:30, so I'll be on time. It's the biggest event to network in real estate that I know of here in town in Miami. You're going to want to make sure you're there. If you want more information, email sunsetovermiami@jewishmiami.org or call 786-866-8446. The number again, 786-866-8446. We're talking branding with Bruce Turkell, branding expert, the man for branding, as far as I'm concerned, in South Florida, the man who's helping me build, maintain, and grow and evolve my brand. Now, Bruce, we were talking in the last segment that building a brand is like building a pyramid. We've gotten to the point where we want to start making money with it. What do we do?
Well, if you have a brand that has been constructed in such a way that people understand who you are and, most importantly, what you offer them, and you figured out how to do it consistently so you're not slipping back into the old mode of, oh, I need to talk about this. Oh, I need to talk about that. Maybe you remember a couple weeks ago, we talked about RTBs, reasons to believe.
Mm-hmm.
All the reasons that people think they should be selling their businesses, talking about their businesses, rather. In fact, I just wrote my blog post on this yesterday. You know, you want to say we have so many locations, we have so many computers, we have so many trucks, se habla español, but nobody cares. I don't care how many bottles of wine or a restaurant at a restaurant I'm not going to. I'm a runner, but I don't care how cheap a pair of running shoes are that I don't feel like trying on. You need to build that connection with your audience first. So if you figured out what the messaging is, then the way to start monetizing it is to start getting the message out there. You know, you were nice enough to say that I'm on national TV. I was on Fox Fox Business twice this week already. And that's great. That gets my message out there. However, I never know who's going to see it, who's going to respond. You're nice enough to invite me to come speak at your, on your show, and I'm sitting here, and you and I have a great time, and we're buddies. But of course, I'm not looking at the audience. I'm looking at you. I don't know how many people are listening. And the fact that someone hears me doesn't mean they'll call me tomorrow and give me money. What it means is my brand is growing little by little, bit by bit, all about the fact that I build brands and I make my clients' brands more valuable. Someone's going to hear me on here, then maybe read an article, then see something I've done, then someone will recommend me, and at some point, they'll give me a call and they'll engage our firm or buy my book or go on my website. It's an ongoing, constantly evolving process. The goal is to be an overnight success after 20 years.
Yeah, and it seems to me like what you're doing is putting together a puzzle or a mosaic, if you will. This piece, that piece, this piece, that piece. It touches here, it touches there, it fits like that, it fits like this. When I go through there, you come out here,
exactly.
And this is what happens, and it's all tied in together. I'm not heavy on Facebook, so my Facebook is shallow, but hit me on Twitter, and I got 5,000 tweets and 3,500 followers on both when you combine everything.
That's right, and by getting the messaging out there, I mean, let's back up for a second again. People say, how many followers do you have on Twitter? You just said 3,500. But let's face it, all 3,500 are not looking at Twitter the moment you post something. Some of them are, some of them aren't. Some will catch it, some won't. Some will be moved by it, some won't. It's an ongoing process. You are baiting you are chumming the waters. You are throwing the bait out there and then bringing your audience in little by little, but you're establishing social proof. The social proof says this Jim Freed guy must be good at what he does because I see him everywhere. Because I heard him on the radio, because I read his Twitter feeds. And little by little, that sinks in.
You know, it's great because I get feedback from I'll call them my constituencies, from the young people that I help at the University of Florida, the University of Miami, and FIU, and the other real estate programs. They talk about it. They're the guys that like to have me say that line about, hey, let's get the gerbil some Gatorade. And then, you know, because that resonates with them. And then there's the industry professionals. Last week we had the folks on from CBRE. I got a lot of positive feedback that a lot of their people around the country listened either live on the air or off the blog post or off of TuneIn Radio. So I'm building my brand. I'm extending my brand's reach every time. I'm doing it consistently with Freed on Business. It's not a vertical just in real estate. It's a lifestyle show about the things that touch me. And then if you see all that over time, you get a mosaic picture of who I am. It's really a very positive way, not only to build my brand, but to build my image in the community and for people to be able to feel like they reach out, touch me, and get to know me. I love that.
That's exactly what it's all about. That's exactly, you just explained it perfectly. You are building an environment. You're building an envelope. You're building an ecosystem. Marshall McLuhan said, I don't know who discovered water, but it wasn't a fish. You are creating the water that your clients, and more importantly, your potential clients exist within. You are creating all these messages. You are marinating the process so that eventually you will get the response you want.
I'll give you a perfect example. We had a big New York investor come into our office today, and all the big guys that deal with him all the time were in there sitting and talking to him, and I just breezed in. I said, hey, how are you? And they go, oh, this is Jim. He's our new business guy. And the guy goes to me, he goes, well, what do you want to talk about? I go, what do you want to talk about? He goes, well, what's going on in the market? I go, give me 5 seconds and I'll take you in a whirlwind tour on all the product types and all in the market. And then one of the guy leans in just like he does on this radio show. And the guy goes, you have a radio show? And we talk for 10 minutes about the radio show.
Of course, you were nice enough to play one of my band's songs. I'll be talking to someone about business. Somehow, some way it'll come up. You play in a band? Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have a CD. You have a CD? Yeah, and then we can go on and talk for 20 minutes to an hour on that and not talk about business, but we're building the relationship. We are building the brand. This radio show is a perfect example of that. People are curious because they like to listen in. They're curious because they like to be entertained. They're curious because they like to learn. But a lot of them are curious because they're just blown away by the fact that you have a radio show and you do that.
It's really a lot of fun. It's my outlet for my creativity, and it gives me a chance to lay down tracks on exactly what I know and what I think, and it allows me to get the message of my friends out to each other. It really is a nexus of my entire community. And we're now working with another sponsor that's going to probably start in the next couple of weeks. And they have a completely different email list, a completely different universe. And now I'm going to double my reach in one day.
Which, by the way, goes back to what we said. So your brand is not built. Your brand is created and continues to evolve. Now, to completely mix our metaphors, you're going to marinate it in that new fishbowl of that new list.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And by the way, I'm going to give them access to my list because they're going to be on the email blast. They'll put a logo. It'll have a click through. And we're going to do some exciting things with our new sponsors. I really don't want to talk about anything until it's fully cooked, since we've been marinating it. I don't want to open the oven too soon.
Metaphorically speaking.
Of course not. But we do have a nice bun in the oven, as it were. And we're looking forward. We're going to hopefully cut a final deal with these folks later in the week or on Friday, and then we'll be able to announce it. It's going to be another in our continuing stable of health and wellness sponsors. It'll be really awesome. But, you know, so it's Freed on Business. You know, there's another guy on the station. He has just a radio show. I had a real estate show. I had the opportunity to have just a real estate show. And this guy's show, Michael Bull on Real Estate, he's fabulous. He's from Atlanta. He's got some great sponsors. But I chose to not be a silo on real estate. I wanted to go broader. I wanted to do something that would be something, yeah, that the whole world couldn't. Exactly. Bruce is giving me the whole thing that I'm doing. You're the best. I love you. But it's, yeah, we did that show too. I love you, man. But it's really interesting to see all that happen. So growing and evolving the brand is something that we're working on. Monetizing it happens all the time. I think I told the anecdote about how I went up to sign up a deal in Fort Lauderdale, and when we were done, the broker on the deal goes, and he goes, you know, Jim has a radio show. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, what station you want? I go, 880. He goes, The Biz? And this was after we signed the deal. But what it did was it helped enhance my brand post-closing during what I'll call the period of cognitive dissonance. That's a big word for you.
Post-purchase dissonance.
There you go.
Buyer's remorse.
Exactly. The guy felt superb that he did the right thing after he heard about the radio show on the station that he listens to.
That's what brands do. They reinforce the emotions, or they overcome the negative emotions, because it gives social proof. It gives people another reason to love what you say.
Oh, we're going to leave it with that. Hang that out there. That's the signature statement for the week. We'll be right back after this with our UHealth health and wellness stuff. We've got some great breast cancer awareness stuff for you. Stick with us. Great ways to ID and advanced technology. All the ladies, all the men, stick with us. Something for you coming next. Was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace. Oh, man, I'm a believer. And friends, I know you are too. And did you know that only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? Well, you've got the experience. You've got the opportunity right here in South Florida. There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate, then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us, and creating lifelong memory with your kids, your families, your friends, your business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. Join me. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit. I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They're all great brands, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always the best brands, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, well, you know our friends at U Health are sponsoring the health and wellness segment of our show. And would you spend 7 minutes on something that could add years to your life? Well, U Health Aware is a group of free online health screening tools offered by the University of Miami Health System that show you your risk factors for heart disease and stroke, and even lifestyle changes that you can make right now to reduce your risk and protect your health. These are serious conditions, and they build up over the years, but they can be avoided or minimized with simple lifestyle changes and proper medical attention. So take a few minutes to learn more about how to protect your greatest asset, your health. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for Health Aware or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for bringing us back and the humor during the break. U Health is the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and the best care, and it's right here in South Florida, and U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. It's a beautiful facility. I've been there. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever really talk to each other or cross-reference your systems and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, which is regularly ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report. In fact, it's been that way for 10 years in a row. It also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. And by the way, stick with us because right after this, we're going to talk about breast cancer, and you want to stick with us. We've got some groundbreaking stuff we're going to talk about. So if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You know, you can learn more about U Health through the U Health Discovery Series now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, patients that make U Health great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things. They even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That's right. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. Hey, there's always something new to discover about U Health, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, our U Health guest today is Dr. Monica Yeps. She's returning to the show. She's an assistant professor of radiology and section chief of breast imaging at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to discuss the most advanced technology in breast cancer detection, 3D mammography, which is now offered at Sylvester. Welcome to the show, Dr. Yeps.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, this new test, it uses a bunch of x-rays to help detect cancer easily. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, so basically, this is going to be similar to a mammogram. So for the patient, there's not going to be any difference. You have the same mammography equipment, And instead of just taking two images of each breast, it takes approximately 200.
Woo.
So what it does is it scans through the entire breast in two different directions, and so it gives us a ton more information that we can use to find cancers, and not only find them, but also know what's just normal tissue. One of the major problems we have with a regular mammogram is that it's sometimes hard to differentiate what normal tissue is from breast cancer. And so with these extra images, we have much more information that can assist us with that.
Now, let's talk for a minute about patient comfort. I know that my mom, she's 76 years old. She goes twice a year to get a mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
And she always tells me, you know, she makes a face and says, they pinch me and push me. Now, I'm a man. Okay? I'm a man. I haven't had a mammogram. Okay? But is this a little bit more comfortable, or is that just a little bit of the discomfort that you have to make sure you're safe?
So it's essentially the same type of compression, but I have some good news. Well, the feedback we've been getting from our patients is that this new machine might be designed a little bit in a little bit more ergonomic fashion, and the patients are saying that it's more comfortable.
Ooh, I'm sending my mom to you.
They feel that they're not being compressed as hard. So all in all, we've had a wonderful response as far as comfort. And the actual length of the exam is just a couple of seconds longer. So for the patient, it's really not going to be much of a difference. Well, if anything, it may even be a little bit more comfortable.
Well, I think I need to send my mom to UHealth. I don't know where she's going now, but we gotta put in a change order on that.
You do know that we have the tomosynthesis not only in Miami, but in our office at Deerfield Beach as well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she lives in North Dade. It might be easier for her to go to Deerfield
Absolutely.
On certain days.
Absolutely. So just keep that in mind. We do have the two locations. And so far, we've been doing wonderfully with it, and patients are extremely happy.
Now, do you have women's health services at some of the other locations for breast cancer, or only at those two locations?
As far as imaging is concerned, only at those two locations.
Okay.
We do have gynecologists and general physicians who see women at other locations like Kendall,
mm-hmm.
UHealth at Kendall,
okay.
and at Plantation. But the imaging and mammography at Miami and Deerfield, and also at University of Miami Hospital.
Now, we are here to talk about it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to do a whole bunch of programming culminating at the end of the month. We're going to have Dr. Goldschmidt on talking about the cancer bike ride. So it's a lot of great programming we're going to have in this genre of medicine coming up this month. Doctor, what are some of the things in our community? Are you guys making some headway on the treatment and prevention of breast cancer? I see all the pink stuff out there, so you've got the awareness thing going.
Absolutely.
How about are we winning here?
I'm sorry?
Are we winning?
Absolutely. We're making incredible headway. You know, we do have world-class oncologists, surgeons, and radiation therapists at UHealth and at Sylvester especially. And they're making incredible progress in terms of treatment. And with our increased detection and our better modalities to find breast cancer at an early stage, we're certainly taking incredible strides towards beating this thing.
Now, what are we looking out on the horizon? There's got to be some stuff that's in testing, probably being worked on at that fancy building you have over on I-95 where they do all the fancy discoveries. What do we have on the horizon as far as breast cancer treatment? I know that we've had some of the doctors on. They create these cocktails and they, you know, of a cancer treatment and stuff like that. I know you're in imaging. What type of advances are coming up in radiology?
Well, in radiology, our breast MRIs are getting better and better. Okay, and that breast MRI is not for everyone, but it certainly does provide a lot of information for those patients who have breast cancer already to rule out other areas that have cancer in the breast, and for patients who are at high risk of having breast cancer in whom mammography by itself is not enough. We have to do mammography and MRI. So there have been advances in MRI. There have been some advances in terms of nuclear medicine. And ultrasound is getting better every day. So there are a lot of things coming on board looking at increasing our detection rates. There is even mammography coming with contrast. Okay, so that could be used instead of an MRI and might be more comfortable than an MRI in the future. So there are a lot of exciting things coming our way.
Now, doctor, if people want to get into your program, get their mammography with this new stuff, how do they get a hold of you? Do their doctors have to send them, or can they call you?
So at the University of Miami, we do ask that the patients have a prescription. The prescription can come from their general practitioner, from their OB-GYN, but they do have to have a prescription from one of their referring physicians. And they can call our number, our scheduling number, which is 305-243-5512. We also have a toll-free number, which is 866-584-1942, and they will be offered having a mammogram either at the Miami location or at Deerfield. And the good news with the tomosynthesis is that we are not charging extra for the tomosynthesis, so you will only be charged what you normally get charged for your regular mammogram.
Oh, Dr. Monica Yeps and our folks at UHealth making the world a healthier, better, well place to live in. Thank you so much as always, Dr. Yeps. My mom's coming to see you.
Okay, and thank you so much for having us. It's wonderful.
It's my pleasure. We enjoy all the doctors that come on. We'll be right back after this with our health and wellness expert, Tarek Maddox, holding on the other line. Back after this, Dave, take us away.
I need someone help. When I was young, so much younger than today.
Hey, our friends at UHealth know all about good business, and you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. Brewster Kell says it all the time. It's all about them. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Range Rover, Volvo, Jaguar, they know all this, and that's why they always give their customers more. It's their brand. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Did you know that only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to go to a game live? There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate and then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memories with your kids, family, friends, or business associates. The best way to experience a Dolphin game is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit dolphins.com to create your own personal day game experience today. And hey, friends, while I'm at it, I want to remind you to go to lawrencekids.org and order your Love and Healing specialty license plate designed by internationally famed artist Romero Brito. So join me, my family and friends, go to lawrencekids.org, order your For Hope license plate to prevent child abuse and to heal survivors.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here in the fourth quarter. We've got Tarek Maddox. He's our exercise, strength, and fitness coach. He worked with the New York Jets, and he's down here helping me keep fit for life. He's a member of the National Athletic Training Board of Certification. His clients include Lamar Miller of the Dolphins and Frank Gore of the 49ers. Tarek, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Tarek, another one of your clients just got called in to the NFL and got evaluated to see if they were going to sign him. Now, how do you keep somebody that's in peak condition at the top of their game once they get there?
Well, actually, you know, during certain times of the year, you need a certain amount of calories, and you got to stay well hydrated. You know, you have different exercises going on during certain times of the year, but you got to maintain that caloric intake. Definitely want to keep your calories up. You know, the exercises are quite different. you know, basically just maintaining and keeping, you know, your body structure up to peak.
Okay, so then what you would say is that you really would, at a certain point, start doing what I would call finishing exercises, not the really, really heavy duty stuff, but stuff that keeps you at peak condition, and then maybe you focus on explosion and stuff like that?
Exactly, because, you know, you have muscle and tissue breakdown during the season from all the vigorous activity. So you got to maintain, you got to rest and recover, and you got to have, you know, the proper foods and nutritional guidelines that you should be having during the season, as well as the proper exercises to, you know, keep yourself at top peak.
Now, we've talked in the past about how to keep people in shape while they're working at the office, and we've talked a little bit about how you keep your NFL clients in shape, I guess, during the season and as they're going through their evaluations to see if somebody wants to sign them and things like that. But let's talk about what you've been doing with me. You know, we've lost some good weight. We've redistributed a lot of things. I've kept it off. I've got to tell you, is it Saturday before I see you? I'm going to go to the tailor and get my pants taken in again. So high five to you, buddy. But now, you know, I think that I've sort of plateaued at some of our recent workouts. I really haven't had the pop because I'm trying to cut down on caffeine, although people would never know it from listening to this radio show. Dave is totally indignant back there. But
right.
Tarek, how can we work going forward to polish me up and take me to the next level? Because I got to tell you, thanks to you, my legs are something that they probably should write books about. They're just awesome.
That's right, Jim. You're doing great. And it's all about the energy, Jim. You're doing a phenomenal job. And as you can see, I'm starting to approach you a little bit differently now. Now that you're plateauing, you know, which means, you know, you're not making a, you know, consistent change like you were at the very beginning. Now we have to switch the order of operation up as far as the exercises. You know, you may want to do the treadmill last or first or in the middle, you know, how we're mixing it up. So you got to diversify the exercises, the reps, and the duration of the exercises so your body doesn't get adapted to what you're doing or what we've been doing for the past, you know, few months or so. So now it's time to change it all up so you can have that drop again and get yourself to the next level.
Well, all I can say is that you've been promising me for 5 months that when the weather broke, you'd bring the speed ladder back out. We'd go back out to the basketball court, and you'd show me how you get the guys in rhythm at halftime. I can't wait for that, man. So are we going to start playing some basketball, Tarek?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Jim. It's starting to cool off a little bit. I'm going to get you back out there in the outside weather so we can just get you going, more room, more space to get you moving a lot more.
Now, that means that I'm going to have to hydrate differently. I'm going to have to eat differently because I think that one of the reasons that I'm not getting the same kind of energy that I used to have before is that I haven't been eating a meal all day until we work out, because usually we see each other at lunchtime on the weekday or at 2:30 on the weekends, and I need to start eating some fruit in the middle of the morning so that I can make it through our workouts a little bit better. What do you think about that?
Definitely. You definitely want to get your simple sugars in, which you will be getting from fruit, some complex carbohydrates in maybe 2 or 3 hours before we start training. You know, I gave Kevin also some pointers before he went to the Colts and did his workout to, you know, fuel properly, hydrate properly, eat the right foods, and timing, nutritional timing is very important. So your performance, whether it be you and I on the basketball court training or Kevin, you know, before one of his workouts, you got to have the right fuels. You got to be hydrated properly so you perform good.
Now, you and I both know who Kevin is, but I'm going to tell our audience. Kevin Smith is his other NFL client. Kevin Smith holds the NCAA record for most carries in a season. He's the star running back that played many years for the Lions. And Tarek has been working with him to keep him back and to keep him fit so that when he goes out to the NFL, he can get another job with one of the teams. He recently was brought in by the Colts. They opted to go a little cheaper than Kevin and sign a guy from the practice squad. So that's what prompted me to ask the questions about how does Tarek keep Kevin on edge. Now, Tarek, what have you been doing to keep Kevin at his peak performance level? I'll make believe I'm Kevin. Hey, Tarek, I got a call. I'm going up to see the Colts tomorrow. What are you going to do for me today?
You definitely want to keep yourself flexible, mobile, and you also want to keep your aerobic capacity at a high level. Now, without overtraining, Kevin, as the overtraining syndrome starts to set in, that comes from concentrating consistently over months and months and months. But Kevin's program is a little bit different than the average, than the sedentary people. So basically what I do with Kevin, I take him to the pool, cool his body off. He has to sign every now and again. Got to take him back out in the field in the sun. But I don't want to overdo him, so I basically maintain him. He has that neuromuscular memory or that muscle memory that would keep him fast, keep those fast twitch muscle fibers up to date. So when he does get another call, he can go in and perform just as well as he did the last NFL tryout.
The guy's a natural athlete, and he's a wonderful dude, too. I remember when we did our event at the Richmond Perrine Optimus Center, he didn't think anybody was watching, but he was shooting three-pointers off of 1 foot with this guy guarding him in his face, like Shane Battier with that face guard he does. And Kevin is a bear. That guy's got a lot of moving parts that all seem to work really, really well.
Definitely, definitely.
So, Tarek, then, you've got your NFL guys. They all three have different training regimens because they're all three doing different things. And Frank is out on the West Coast. Lamar's down here. You've got Kevin going out to different places. How do you keep all this stuff organized? Because I would think each guy's on a different program.
Yes, timing is everything. It's all about the timing. And believe it or not, you know, I have those guys. We don't work all out at the same time. We can, and what makes sense, they are three running backs. But, you know, I like to keep it more so private and kind of tailor it to specifically what that running back needs or what this running back needs. So we kind of keep it, you know, in that kind of a program system that I have going with those guys.
I know that as Kevin wraps up and goes out to his NFL, next NFL venture, you've got a slot that opens up. So if there's an executive or somebody out there who wants to get fit like an NFL halfback or like a business executive like me, how do they find you, T?
Guys, follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox. That's Tarek, T-E-R-E-K, Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. Or give me a ring on my personal cell, area code 786-278-5584.
All right, Tarek, we're going to wrap up our segment, but I make you a promise that I'm going to have my Simple Sugars and I'm going to be on the beam and I'm going to be ready when you come this Saturday to absolutely hit it out of the park and start our new training regimen. And I'm not going to overtrain. That's one thing that you've done is you've made sure I don't overtrain. So I really don't hurt anywhere. I just look great and I feel great and I look young. And I want to thank you for keeping me hashtag fit for life, buddy.
Yes, sir. Always keep it safe, fit, and healthy.
All right. High five, Tarek Maddox. He'll be back next time on our wellness segment. Tarek Maddox, trainer to the NFL stars. I want to thank our guest today. Obviously, I want to thank Tarek Maddox. And I want to thank UHealth. You know, UHealth, you know, they do something special in our community. The things that they do for the people in my life, it's just amazing. And if you're looking for a doctor, check out the folks at UHealth. Always Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni. They're caring for kids, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Bruce Turkel, Lawrence Kids and Publix, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. And I want to thank our listeners. This is usually the point where I talk about find me at Freed on Business and at Jim Freed. But we talked a little bit in the beginning about branding, and I want to talk to the audience for just a second about what the branding means to me. The branding, it's kind of interesting. At a certain point, you start to be referred to in public, hey, that's Jim Freed, or hey, that's Freed on Business, or hey, Freed on Business, and it's really kind of fun. The number one thing that you've got to do, though, is you've got to remain true to yourself. You can't become Jim Freed with the quotation marks or at Freed on Business with the quotation marks. You have to keep it real. You have to keep it personal. You have to connect with people. I learned that from one of the greatest. I went to an event a number of years ago and Bill Clinton was there and I only had a couple seconds with him. We only shook hands and looked at each other. But at that moment, we were the only two people that were alive in the world as far as I could tell. Now, I'm not saying anything about anybody's political anything or this or that. I'm just talking about communicating and branding, and that guy's got it. Look at how he was able to recover from all of the issues that he had to have, that he recovered from. And look at how he's continued to build his brand, modify his brand, while his wife ascends to the higher profile position. Bill Clinton, really a great example on branding and brand manipulation and brand evolution. I think we're going to talk to Bruce Turkel about that next time. Bill Clinton, the brand, and the evolution. So, you know, these are the kinds of things we like to talk about here on Freed on Business. If you want to connect with me, you can do so at Freed on Business or at Jim Freed. You can go to our Facebook page. You can link in with me. You can look at some of our YouTube videos, or you can go to our website. If you missed today's show, we're going to rebroadcast it next week. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. 8:80 a.m. at 5 o'clock. We're going to have some great guests. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. Instead of looking for a man named Jim, I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny.